Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
I just read you one more quick text about Fionnuala Flanagan. Just loving the music selection from Fionnuala Flanagan today. Bringing back memories of my parents. Dad was from Cork Street, a flaneur in Dublin from 1902 to 1979. It was never the mothers were the flaneurs, you know, the fathers. I think there's a second act for me as a flaneur around the place. Place of Boulevardia, I would see myself as a, yeah, and I'm joined now by two top flaneurs and Boulevardiers, Dave O'Callaghan and Gráinne Humphreys, because it's time for The Watch List, our weekly look at the best new TV and film. Welcome, guys.
Good to see you.
Gráinne, Nicole Kidman, like, she has a line at the moment in churning out a certain kind of vaguely tasteful, almost kind of quality television, and most of it's fairly watchable. Holland on Prime Video is her new offering. Yeah. This is completely off the reservation, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, I was thinking about this. You know how we always describe, you know, sleepy town? Well, this is a new genre that we're calling suburban snore. Okay. And it's yet again Nicole Kidman playing a bored housewife whose husband is potentially having an affair or something worse. And I feel like we've actually seen that so many times with Nicole Kidman over the last, whatever, 30 years. So I came going, come on, it's got to be different. It's got to be brilliant. It's got to be amazing. And I nearly fell asleep. I stayed with it. It was like literally trying to hold on to, you know, whatever, insomnia tablets or something. It's dire. Brendan, it really, really awful.
I mean, I'm going to watch the rest of it tonight.
Oh, but I agree with everything you say. Because everyone
I've kind of watched two chunks of about half an hour of it.
Like, but this is the trouble. There was a brilliant review.
But this whole Dutch thing, like, it's kind of set in a Dutch subculture for no.
And there's a twist.
I'm sure tomorrow.
Do you care?
If there isn't something coming, like, I'm going to be furious.
She needs to stop working. Yeah. I'm actually thinking of giving her a cause or something that she can work on as a long-term project. Because I think, and she's very talented. There's too many. Every month we've got a new Nicole Kidman film, and this I think is suffering from that. I think it actually
could they go back and make more
space.
Big Little Lies, like? I don't know, I'm just saying, I think it would fly if there's any execs listening. So that's Holland on Prime Video. You're all going to watch it anyway.
Yeah. I know. Like that was into like the void
bait we were talking about.
That was bait, yeah.
Dave, we were talking to Fionnuala Flanagan earlier about Four Mothers, so we won't dwell on it too much, but it's magic, isn't
it? It's absolutely beautiful. I'm glad I liked it, because otherwise I'd have to deal with Fionnuala, but it's absolutely beautiful. A warm hug of a movie is the best way I can describe it. It's a road movie with four mothers, and they're just so different, but it's... But Fionnuala, she didn't touch on there, but you were saying about she speaks through her iPad, and... To get a computer to be sassy is a very impressive thing to do.
Yeah.
And the way she kind of delivers the lines through the computer with the look.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. This is so good. I've bought tickets for my ma and her mates. I'm going to send them all in. Pick your ma. Which is your ma? Yeah. Avengers Assemble type stuff. And now I haven't told her yet, so she's listening. Surprise. But it's absolutely brilliant. I highly recommend
it. It's next Friday.
There's Mother's Day screenings today, and then from next Friday everywhere.
Okay. So Gráinne, Misericordia in selected cinema. Is now you loved this, but not everyone does. Am I right?
Exactly. French director Alain Jourdi. It's a kind of puzzle film. It's about a young guy who travels back to a small town in rural France for a funeral of his former employer, and then he stays the night and doesn't seem to want to leave. And the wife of his employer is a very nice woman who kind of has a kind of maternal kind of relationship, but the son wants him out and thinks that he's got designs on his mum. And it turns from what could be a domestic kind of melodrama into something more. It then heads towards kind of Patricia Highsmith territory, turns into a kind of psychological thriller. There's an amazing priest who kind of pops up as they're out mushroom hunting, and seems to be involved and yet somewhat able to kind of step back and kind of observe. It's a clever, smart, witty, stylish kind of slice of kind of French drama. I loved it. A lot of the French critics loved it, and other people think it's the worst film of the year. So come along, take your shot.
Bait.
It's more bait.
As you might suspect, that is in selected cinemas now, and it does not feature Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Dave Novocaine, this is not in selected cinemas. This is in the multiplex.
This is absolute. Basically, it's a guy who can feel no pain. Jack Quaid plays a guy. so he can feel no pain. And then, so he works as the assistant manager in the credit union, you know, middle tier, very beige. And then his new girlfriend gets kidnapped in a hostage situation. And then he decides to use his I feel no pain as a kind of like a superpower situation. It is uber violent. It is, you know, an hour and 40 minutes long. It is just get in there, get out. If you like Nobody with Bob Odenkirk, it's that kind of violent action. Okay. Funny. It's just
dumb entertainment.
It's beautiful nonsense. No baiting needed. Yeah, okay. You know who you are. Get into it. Novocaine. Love it.
Beautiful nonsense. Okay. Let's do a bit of TV. Grania, you like David Frost Versus, which is on Sky Documentaries.
Yeah,
and now there's a, it's not one documentary, is it?
It's a series going back, looking at all of the interviews that they actually had archived. And so they've structured the first three episodes, which is on Sky and Now, around the first one is on the Beatles. And actually it moves from including the Beatles' last TV performance, which is kind of special, I'd never seen it, to then following on with specific interviews that he did with Yoko Ono and John Lennon, in many of which were kind of shot on a stage in New York in one of the theatres just off Broadway.
Okay,
so
that sounds
it's
great.
Really,
yeah.
Really interesting.
So you don't need to like David Frost.
You don't
such.
Need to like
yeah.
David Frost.
Social history. And
yeah. And second one is Muhammad Ali, for whom he had, I think they met 13 times over the course of
excellent.
Their kind of
okay.
career. And then the final one is Jane Fonda. And I have to say, if you like that kind of nostalgic, kind of epic, hour-long interviews, kind of chopped up for, you know, sort of sound bites, but brilliant archive material
around
it. And they
took out the bits that didn't age well, probably, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. But he's also, it's interesting because they have people like Joanna Lumley and his sons kind of talking about the influence and the lifestyle and the way in which it's about the contact between the kind of host and the guest and that personal connection that kind of created that kind of intimacy.
Okay.
Really, really good on Sky and Now.
David Frost Versus. Okay, Dave, Mobland from tonight on Paramount Plus. So I see Guy Ritchie made it, Pierce Brosnan's in it, Helen Mirren, good old romp.
Tom Hardy, like okay, Paddy yeah, Considine, yeah. all the
yeah,
hits.
All
I
the
got
boxes.
Up this morning to watch it because I was very excited because it only dropped today. And so he's an Irish kingpin, head of a UK crime family, and the Harrigans. And then they have to fight the Stevensons. But Tom Hardy is a fixer who kind of Ray Donovan style. And the weird thing is, it was supposed to be a Donovan prequel, but then they got rid of that idea and now it's this.
Oh, okay.
But the one thing, if you can get over Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren's Kerry accents.
Oh.
So you need to break through that wall.
Okay.
Because once you get through that wall, it's actually fantastic. Tom Hardy runs the show. There's only one episode. There's a lot of plot lines going on episode one. Guy Ritchie directed. The Fontaines DC Starburster is the music. There's the opening theme song. But I absolutely loved it. But there's a lot of plot going on. But they're obviously setting up the season. But don't run away when you hear the accents. Just calm.
Okay.
But Tom Hardy's proper diamond geezer and it's fantastic.
So it's that Guy Ritchie style.
Actually. I absolutely loved it. It's much better than the Gangs of London season 3, which is on at the moment, which I didn't appreciate.
Okay. So that's Mobland and that starts tonight.
This morning,
if you were up. On Paramount Plus.
God.
Bigara. Okay. Grania. Letter to Brezhnev is on BBC
isn't that
Two
really
tonight.
Cute?
It brings me back to a whole other kind of me and a whole other era.
I
didn't even really like it, but it did. It kind of dominated our lives at a certain point.
There was My Beautiful Laundrette was the same year. A Room with a View was the same year. So it was 85, right?
Yeah.
And I remember seeing it. I remember Margie Clark, Alexandra Pigg, Peter Firth and Alfred Molina play the two Russian soldiers, or sailors rather, who land in kind of Liverpool. There's a one night stand and then it's all about will the cross lovers come together again. And it's a wonderful kind of slice of kind of Liverpoolian kind of humour, drama, written by Frank Clark, who actually did Brookside at the time. So
okay.
It was all these guys moving between television and film. But it's gritty and fun. It's got a great soundtrack. And I just thought, I haven't seen it in such a long time. Do you know
Bronsky
what I mean? That I'd love to go.
That perfect beat boy was
exactly,
the big song
yeah.
over it. Yeah,
so
amazing.
It's a good chance to see it. And just the fact that it was on later tonight on BBC Two.
11:35 BBC Two. Dave, just 30 seconds, like literally. David Blaine is still going.
Yes.
David Blaine, Do Not Attempt on Disney Plus.
Yeah, if you
love. He's still good.
He's brilliant. I love David Blaine. He's still kind of weird, but amazing. And then what he's doing is going around the world to meet. So the first two episodes are Brazil and Southeast Asia. And he meets like local artists who do street performances of really freaky things like, you know, wearing bees and kissing cobra, king cobras on the head. So he kind of does the thing where he shows you all their magic and their whatever they're doing. And then he encourages incorporates it into do one trick. So
and then he
sets
better.
Himself on fire.
He's better than that.
He's not. But he's. It's very. You know. He's very chill now. He's no Paul McCartney can get over shouting at him in the box. That's over. It's done.
I do like a beard of bees. Is there a beard of bees?
And then scorpions. You can't kiss the cobra.
Can't beat a beard of bees.
A beard of bees.
Oh, yeah, and he's getting stung all over the guy.
David Blaine, do not attempt Disney Plus now. Dave O'Callaghan, host of the Here and Back Again podcast, and Dublin International Film Festival director Grainne Humphreys. Thank you both so much for that. And that's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.